Democrats still have the midterm election blues. Party members complain that they need a message and a messenger. One Democrat who seems to be ready to take on the messenger role is former Vice President Al Gore, who reemerged last week in print, on the airwaves, even in comedy shows. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Gore seems to be showing up everywhere all of a sudden. He'll be talking to me tomorrow for Broadcast Wednesday. Is he running for something?
Well, that is the question, isn't it? It certainly looks that way. As you say, he'll be on this broadcast this week. He's been on Barbara Walters, David Letterman. He's going to do Saturday Night Live. He had a long interview, cover piece in the Washington Post magazine this weekend. Now, he is touting a couple of books that he and Tipper Gore wrote together, so he is doing the book tour circuit, but he's also obviously touting himself in some ways and testing the waters. He has said in the past that he would announce whether he will run for president by the end of this year. And he's had a variety of times when he's started to emerge and national or international situations have been such that they haven't been the right time. So I think now he's just seeing how he plays, seeing how his themes play. And it's interesting in all of these interviews, it really is the first time that he's talked publicly about the 2000 election. And Tipper Gore has said quite openly, I think we won that election. He has said in some of these interviews that he takes responsibility for not getting enough votes in that election in order to make it non-controversial. And he has a standard joke that he's using, you know, you win some, you lose some, and then there's a third way. But it's not clear exactly where he's going here.
Well, what seems to be the Democratic Party response to Gore right now?
Well, there are a couple of brand new polls out asking that question. One in the Los Angeles Times is taken among Democratic National Committee members, and 46% of them say they have no preference among the possible candidates for president. 19% pick Gore, 18% John Kerry of Massachusetts, 13% John Edwards of North Carolina. In a CNN Time poll, 61% of the overall Democratic population says they'd like to see Gore run again. And half, more than half, say it would be good for the party for him to be on the ticket. He also seems to have gained some popularity with Democrats. In March, only 56% gave him a favorable rating, 71% now in the poll. Look, you've got to assume that if he runs, that Al Gore has the lead in the Democratic Party. He's got a lot of supporters. There are a lot of people who think the election was stolen from him. He's got financial supporters. Unless people in the Democratic Party think he can't win, they're likely to pick him as the nominee if he wants to be it. But then it gets to that question of, do they think he can win? And you see other polling data that shows that the general population in the CNN Time poll, for instance, only 41% said they'd vote for him if the election were held today.
There's a notion among some that the Democrats should move to the left as a result of the last election. How would a Gore candidacy fit into that?
Well, that's very interesting because, of course, Al Gore really came out of the Democratic Leadership Council, that moderate group in the Democratic Party that was originally founded to try to wrench the party to the center back from the left. But in recent conversations and in an opposite editorial page piece that he's written, Gore seems to be at least trying to identify with the populist wing of the party, if it's not the liberal wing. It's a very dangerous course. In the last ABC poll before the election, only 18% of the people identified themselves as liberal. But there is, as you say, a discussion going on inside the party of why they lost this election, and some of them think it's because they didn't get out the ardent Democrats enough, they didn't offer them any kind of message. Others say it's because they didn't woo the independents enough, and Gore seems to be siding more with the ardent Democrat team than the independent team. The Democrats are going to have a few problems along these lines anyway. For instance, the choice of Boston as the place to hold the 2004 convention is going to conjure up a lot of liberal images of Senator Teddy Kennedy presiding and maybe Michael Dukakis returning.
So Gore's the leader until somebody takes it away from him.
Well, that's right. And who could that somebody
Yes.
be, you ask? Well, that's a good question. In these polls, Hillary Rodham Clinton comes closest to him, but that's partly because there's no name recognition of a lot of these other people. You always look in the for a winner in the Democratic Party to a Southern governor. Roy Barnes from Georgia was looking pretty good until he got defeated. Southern governors are hard to come by in the Democratic Party right now.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.